It's time to spark it up with the Kennel Linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cashing, please. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Two kids who called the cops on themselves while crossing the Idaho border. Cliff Robinson getting in the marijuana business. Doctors in Israel being allowed to prescribe medical marijuana. And Ganja Vibes, the medical marijuana vibrator here on the Cannalinguist. I am your host, Alex Mandelberg. With me as always, ripping the bong, April O'Connor. She can't say hello. She has a mouthful of bong right now. And our guest this week, the awesome, I'm hitting my, the Anya Malik. Yeah, I'm bringing it. I'm going to bring the reverb back now. I used to do it all the time, and then I stopped, and I'm bringing it back.
I like it.
I like the reverb.
It's tight.
I was telling you guys earlier, I'm already on it. I'm trying to recover right now because I was at the Laker game earlier tonight. They played the Spurs and just got absolutely annihilated, which was a very nice. Thank God I was high as shit in the stadium.
Because
I
don't know. Think it was going to happen?
I knew that was going to happen.
They told me we was waiting on that game to be over, too.
San Antonio. Okay.
It's going to be quick. It was real fast. It was real.
Painless death.
Manu Ginobili, I've never seen a man shoot that high a percentage whilst having that big a bald spot on their head. That man is like... he looks like he's 43 because he's one of those overseas players. And some people might not know this. When players come from overseas, they lie about their age famously to try and get a couple extra years on their career. Manu Ginobili, there is no way that man is south of 40. There's no fucking with that old ass looking man. And he missed one shot all night long. I think he scored like 20 points. He played like 9 minutes. It didn't even matter. One of the most embarrassing games as a Laker fan that I've had to endure. I think Kobe was like 2 for 15. It was bad. It was bad. It was very, 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 very bad.
I think LeBron was on the under older. Like when he was in high school balling and shit, I think he was like on the under like 19.
Yeah, that would make sense because he's got the hairline of like a 35-year-old.
Yeah, like my age. I'm like, yeah, that is like comfortable. He like slipping in extra years.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. With LeBron and the fact that he's got the really bad hairline, I feel like that was just God evening it up. Guy was like, you can't be the biggest, the strongest, the fastest, the most talented, on the best team, and also have great hair. Like, I'm taking something away from you. It's your fucking hairline. Sorry, you're going to be able to jump through the roof, but you're going to have a real bad hairline. It's awful. I mean, he's got the hole on the back of the head and the receding hairline. It's just all meeting in the middle.
Lose inches in some place, gain it somewhere else.
Yeah, no, he's 6'9", and he runs the 40 in like a 4.4. So, yeah, I don't feel bad for the guy at all. There's no sympathy here at all.
I just think he was older.
you just think he was older?
I just think he was older. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, Fernando Valenzuela, they were pretty sure was... definitely in his 20s. There was no way he was 18 as a rookie. Because otherwise, you're saying he retired at what, like 28? There's no chance. That man was in his mid-20s when he came up into the major leagues. But yeah, off on that. Yeah, so starting off, April brought this story to us. We were having a good laugh. Do you want to play?
Oh, yeah.
Just the recording. So I'll run you guys through the story itself. What happened was these two young gentlemen were riding from Las Vegas into Idaho, and they had 20 pounds of marijuana in their car, which is it's a healthy amount.
It's a good amount.
It's a good amount. And they were smoking some of it naturally, and they got to the border, and they started being real paranoid that every car they were seeing was an undercover cop car. So they decided to call – rewind it back. So they decided to call the police 911, and and this was what was recorded. Go ahead, April. Now you can play.
No,
hi, we're the two dumbasses that got caught trying to bring stuff through your border, and all your cops are just driving around us like a bunch of jack wagons. So I just really would like you guys to end
jack
it. You guys, if you could help me out with that, you just like to get on with it.
You got caught doing what?
Nothing.
You catch.
We kind of got pooched here, trying to bring some stuff across your Idaho border.
Okay.
And a bunch of your cops driving around a bunch of civilian cars, just not want to pick us up. I don't know what's the deal. I was wondering
civilian
if you
cars,
could help us out and
cops.
Just end it.
They were regular folk.
Okay.
Just good old folks.
You can tell the dispatcher.
I don't know. It's getting cold out here, man. I just want to get warm and just get on with this whole thing. So,
okay. Where are you at right now?
University Boulevard, right next to the gas station. All your buddies are around us. So.
All your
buddies.
Okay. All right. And is it just you, or is there anybody else with you?
It's me and my buddy that I brought with me, and then we have a dog that we're going to bring back to its owner, but...
Okay.
Yeah, she's a really nice dog. She's not mean. She's a pit bull, so...
Okay, cool, okay.
She's really cold in the car. She can eat some food, too, so...
Okay. Yeah, what was your name, man?
It's Leland.
Leland, okay. All right, hold on just 1 second, okay? Stay on the phone.
Leland is not happy.
All right, thank you. Nice guy.
Did they pay for
you? You want me to jump in the air and put my heels twice?
You want me to jump in the air and put my heels
guns or weapons or anything on you at all?
We don't have any of that story with us. Just a bunch
okay, cool.
Snacks.
You're calling the police on himself and talking shit.
All right, I can't anymore.
I mean, how? Every time I see one of
that's
these stories,
so much money
I'm
they
always
just threw away.
But here's the thing. I've really, honestly, and I've smoked a lot. I've never been that high. And
to
I'm,
call the cops on yourself?
I'm
never.
I'm almost jealous of what that, because I want to know what that high feels like.
Right.
Like, is it, because that's not a quality thing, because that looked like good quality bud
pounds,
that they had.
20 pounds ain't no punk ass amount either. Like, you're talking about 20 pounds?
So why are you getting...
In a pit bull's kennel?
Yeah,
that,
20
that,
pounds.
That dog that does not belong to you? I think you're fucking up right now.
Why are you that fucked
up
right with 20 pounds in your car is the question.
Here's this. What's most amazing to me is that you started in Vegas. You had 20 pounds of weed, a pit bull, and when you got nervous and spooked and so scared you had to call the cops was when you crossed the border into one of the least occupied states in the 50 states that we live in. The dispatcher was probably sitting there like, the closest cop car to you is 15 miles away. All right, but like
they said that they were waiting outside the car with their hands
with
up
their hands
the
up over
arrived.
Their head. Like, did
how
they...
paranoid? Like, what?
Have you ever been that?
Is that them? Is that them?
No, that was
is
the that thing. Them? They were like, apparently, every car was a cop.
Is that them?
Everybody's
here
a cop.
Come.
Have
we
you?
Just get ready.
What's the most paranoid stoned you've ever been?
Oh man,
I definitely have one, but it's not that bad.
It's kind of hard to think.
Says
of.
The girl who got dosed with acid on New Year's. Yeah. I don't believe you when you say that story's not that bad. You never had a super paranoid story on you?
Not like a story where it's just like, you know, where it's like memorable. But I usually snap out of it too, where it's just like, dude, are you this paranoid? It's probably the weed. And then once you know it, oh yeah, that's right, I was smoking.
Yeah.
And you probably let it go. And then you like.
So you get that. I just
the key,
I don't know
the key to unlocking the tranquility.
I could never see myself being in that position where I was that high.
It's also why you smoke the weed to get away from the paranoia. You know, to let go of the oh my goodness. Okay.
20 pounds. I've never seen that much. Have you ever seen?
It? Yeah, dude. If you're doing some stuff like that, you got to.
Have
lean,
I ever?
You got to lean into it. Sometimes you got to lean into it. It's like oh, the cops all around us. Well,
you can't listen to any hip hop. They put too much sirens. Too many sirens.
They get it. No, you got to play your hip hop. Play it.
You know,
You roll through there playing country, they're gonna think something's up if you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
I don't know how many times, but how many sirens. Times have I've had that happen where I was rolling down, and I was listening to some hip hop, and then siren in the song, and I'm like, oh shit, pulling over, turning the music down. I'm like, oh no, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I think they did that just to fuck with white people. Is that true? Is that why sirens are in music, just to fuck with us?
Oh no, I hate producers that put sirens in music. That's the worst thing. And sometimes you hear it too because it's like a subtle siren or something. Like,
yeah, they bury it like it's supposed to sound like
yo, you know, I'm on the road listening to this shit. Do I need to pull over? I mean, what's happening? What are you doing? Like, I'm not a fan.
Yep, nope.
I'm not a fan of the beep, beep,
beep. Like all Dre that buries that shit all the time. And Dre's the worst about it too, because he really does bury that shit in the back, so it sounds like it's just like Sparks? three blocks away.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh shit,
enough to make your heartbeat faster.
Yeah, just enough to make you be like, oh fuck, are they rolling up on me? Oh god, yeah.
That Bubba Sparks and the Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The new booty. I found the brick.
But I could not imagine calling the cops. How much?
I didn't call. I got really paranoid
because
I ate a bunch of like edibles before I got on a plane. But I also like was bringing stuff, a couple things with me. So I started to get worried that they were going to know how fucked up I was. And then I was going to get caught with the stuff I had. And then I just like panicked myself into a nap.
So, all right, in case anyone is wondering...
woke up in Boston like, oh.
In case anyone is wondering what the follow-up to this was, by the way, the hearing resulted in the following outcome. Sward, which I believe was not the one who was talking, got 5 years, amended to 30 days in jail for being a good sport.
30 days?
The other one who was the one talking, Ayala Delenti, learned the hard way not to smoke weed, snort cocaine, or swallow oxycodone hours before sentencing day. Having tested positive for all of these things, he got 1.5 to 8 years in prison.
What a dumbass.
He'll do a year.
But in a state like Idaho where they like – they, I mean there's like 16 dudes in their prison. So, you know – actually, that's not true. We're overpopulated everywhere. But still, overpopulated there is like – there's like three guys crammed into like two cots.
Is this a black guy or a white guy?
No, but the guy that called – the guy that called the cops.
I'm sure.
He was snorting cocaine too. He was super paranoid on some shit, not just
he's doing oxycodone,
not just weed. That's why he called the cops.
Okay, see, because that makes more sense. That's like way more sense than just weed. Like,
I was wondering.
If anything, you just fucking your mind would be so paranoid, you just go to sleep.
I guess that's what I'm wondering.
Like, oh my goodness, what do I do?
Did one of the friends like,
fucking pass out?
Do you think this was a campaign from one friend who was sure that every car was a police car and convinced the other one until he called? Or do you think this was a mutual thing where they were both seeing it? Like,
they were
both
fucked up. No,
I think that there were other drugs involved.
I have a very few hours of sleep.
I have a feeling that
this Sward guy, the reason he got off lightly was because he wasn't the guy talking. And when they got there, he was just sitting there like, I have no fucking clue, dude. This guy, we were supposed to be transporting some weed, and I'm sorry about that, but this guy's fucking crazy. He thought every car we passed was an undercover car. He's like, you guys are circling us like jack wagons. Like, dude,
jack
how wagon. Many fucking cops do you think they have in Idaho? In fucking Idaho, how many undercover officers do you think there are? Even if you are paranoid, you can still only think like there's one or two or maybe three undercover cars. But that's probably how many cars you'd see in an hour driving through Idaho. So that means you thought every car you saw was an undercover. Every one.
Every single one.
Yeah. Every single one.
Your buddies are all here.
Your buddies are all here. Like, he's saying it to the dispatcher, like, the dispatcher knows this was a big plan they had. They knew these kids were rolling through with the weed, and this was the only thing that the cops in Idaho had to do tonight was to circle these kids and make them super paranoid until they called and turned themselves in.
You mean that bus we were going to do on you? Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you. It's good that you did. Because we were going to get you. The best you had not crossed the border.
They had them all in a kennel. All 20
we knew about your kennel. You thought we didn't.
Oh, your dog. What kind of pit bull? Yes, right, we knew that.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing by coming to us first.
You're a good sport.
You saved us. We were just about to close in on you. Yes. Go to your cell while we talk about.
Whew. How smart of you. I guess you outwitted us. You were too smart to fall into our trap, but I'm glad that you decided to do the right thing. Finally. You know, we were getting tired of chasing you.
You spooked them. They got spooked.
You think we like kicking in doors?
They got spooked by what? By fucking a car that. Here's the thing. I guarantee you, I think the cocaine is what spooked them.
I guarantee they were also spooked at the number of pounds they had. You know, it's like you rolling with 20 pounds. That is a heavy load.
That's some jail time.
That's like you're driving a car.
How much space does?
It's like it's like what kind of car you driving.
How much space does 20 pounds take up?
Not that much.
A kennel's worth.
There's a picture of it.
How much room does the dog have? All I feel sorry for is just this dog. It's just like his master. It doesn't even get to get home to him.
He doesn't even get to go home to his owner.
Probably the owner of these 20 pounds. You guys are going to die in jail.
Did you guys see the police chase with the lady with all the dogs in the car in Long Beach the other night?
Yeah.
A police chase with dogs?
Yeah, it was crazy. She tried to let them out and they were running out around the freeway. It was really sad.
It was crazy.
And then when it was more crazy that it was a girl. I was like, what the fuck? This bitch is crazy.
No, animal ladies do some crazy
shit. Yeah, they do some crazy shit. If you didn't know, crazy cat ladies
around
a thing, you know?
Menopausal man, but like that shit, she might snap and just, man. On some real shit. All them animals, they don't appreciate it.
I still can't.
All you animals.
I feel like 20 pounds, though, has got to take up, like, I feel like that's a full trunk of weed. Because weed doesn't weigh that much.
A pound is like a garbage bag, you know?
Yeah. Isn't a pound like a garbage bag?
A pound is 16 ounces.
A pound is not a garbage bag.
No, it's not a garbage bag, but it's 16 ounces.
A pound is 16 ounces.
So a pound.
Could fit 20 pounds in a garbage bag.
All right, so a garbage bag. All right, so a garbage bag.
16 ounces.
And it wouldn't fill the bag up.
So 16.
We're clear on 16 ounces, man.
Yeah, no, that's just math. I'm proud of you guys.
320 ounces.
I'm doing 16 times 20. Yeah, that 320 ounces.
Okay, I can show you. This it's like a pound.
I'm proud
like
of my high
this.
Math.
There goes April O'Connor again using visual stimulation on an audio format.
Was that a baby?
She's like, like 20 pounds. It's like this big.
It's like
thank you. This big.
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to explain it to you guys.
Fuck our listeners. Fuck them.
They
but me and Anya
use their
now.
Imagination, or they can. Well, if you look up the article, you can see the they put the weed out. It was in the kennel. It was just like wrapped in a plastic bag in a kennel.
A bunch of bags.
About the size of a pit bull.
Was there really a pit bull, or were they just did they smoke so much of the weed that they thought that the weed was a pit bull? Did the weed start barking at them?
I know. I just love that the guy that called the cops said to his friend, like talking about the dispatch. No, he's a really nice guy, and he's like, what are you? I wish I could click my heels together and just make it go away. Yeah. You're in Idaho, not Kansas.
I think he was trying to make him hurry up or something. Do I click my heels and make him hurry up or something? Like he was being like fucking.
No, I think he was talking about clicking his heels and going home.
Yeah.
I think he was Wizard of Oz in that one.
Yeah, he was trying.
No going with the
like,
Wizard of Oz.
Fuck this.
Oh, jeez. Oh, so,
here's
the.
Oh, yeah, there's that story. Oh, I did hear about this story, the woman pleading. She let her dogs loose on the freeway. It was ridiculous craziness.
Did the dogs, any of them die?
No. They were all the dogs.
No, but what was really hilarious was trying to watch all these policemen, like some like the dogs, like one guy just finally crouched down and the dog came right up, but they're like trying to catch them with like a dog catching thing, and like they're like puppies. Like
you haven't seen something truly really awesome until you've seen a man who's holding both a gun and a chihuahua.
Yeah.
It's kind of really an amazing thing to behold. It's very much two sides of the masculine perspective. I enjoy it. Moving on.
You know how they? Go ahead.
No, you got a button for us? Hit us with.
Well, you know, like animal cruelty is crazy and heinous and like wrong, and especially like dog fighting and stuff like that. But I always thought, what if there was like a lighter form of dog fighting, like dog like wrestling, like WWF?
My roommate's cat wrestle on my bed every morning. That is the cutest shit. I would love some JR over them. Like, he's got him by the throat. Look at him. He's wrestling him down to the ground. This is one of the most violent assaults we've ever. Oh no, he's coming back out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Oh,
wear little costumes
from the top rope.
No, anytime someone wipes out anywhere, when I have a Teddy Tutson, a guest of our show, me and him time how long it takes for someone to have a terrible falling down tragedy on television and how long it takes for an RKO out of nowhere video to sprout up because of it. Oh my God, when Steph Curry went down in the playoffs last year, when he went that upwards.
Yeah.
6.5 minutes. Six and a half minutes for someone to put up a video of him doing that backflip and then RKO driving him through the ground.
It took less time for somebody to put him in that breakdance circle. I was like, dude, we're not even to commercial. Like, dude, internet takes no
dude is not
time.
Even okay. Dude is not even okay right. yet. We don't even know if he's okay yet.
Right. He's still on the floor.
Can you wait until he's off the floor to make the video of him breakdancing?
The one of Mike Tyson
out of nowhere. RKO out of nowhere.
The best one.
He's an animal. The best one. The serpent. Video game, viper. The viper.
His video game one though. It's the best. With Champ in there doing that shit. Whoever.
Oh jeez.
Like, and that took no time either, because I was like, as soon as like that's how I first saw it. I was just like looking at it, and then they slipped in the little punch out.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, as far as the internet memes that they're made a lot of, those and anytime there's a lot of them that get put out there, but every once in a while, when there's a good Thug Life video that
even just doing that in the video game was so difficult, and to just have it here, just like that in real life. So that's there now. That's like that. You found Mike Tyson in the ring. You know what I mean? You found him at the house fucking knocking himself out for somebody to do this. That's why he fell. It was for somebody to do the punch out. That was the only thing missing. And now that it's there, you know, like the world is.
You're
like
grateful
awesome.
As hell for that.
Like,
you're like, grateful.
Like
as
you
hell
guys
for
understand that. Like how awesome of a world we live in now. You can just pull it up.
So on this conversation of Steph Curry wiping out in basketball, famous Portland Trailblazer Cliff Robinson, retired now, wants to get into the marijuana business. Uncle Cliffy wants to be Uncle Spliffy and start a cannabis. You've been reading the story, April. Why don't you fill us in on it?
The next time you're in Oregon, you might be buying his brand. That's like he's going for. That's you know.
Oregon's legal.
Yeah.
Yes, Oregon's now legal. Oregon is now completely
the
legal.
Whole West Coast, almost.
California. California's got a.
This is gray.
California is definitely good.
Well, and he's dope because he's pushing it as an alternative to like synthetic. pharmaceuticals.
Well, yeah, that's the big one of the big debates we've had like on this show is whether or not
retiring as a platform is
whether or not marijuana should be considered a performance enhancing drug. I am definitely in the school of I think that marijuana is definitely a lot better on your liver than all the painkillers that you know these athletes are taking after a rough game. But that being said, if a guy's smoking up before a game, well, it is a bronchodilator. It could give you some more stamina. It could make you concentrate a little bit better. I certainly know I got high before rugby games. I felt like I played better when I was high.
I was so high when I went to class today.
But I also could have been playing with dandelions and had no idea. I slipped and fell on my butt. Where do you fall on the performance enhancing side of things?
I don't know. I mean, is weed a performance enhancement? Depends on the sport. I think if it's like a, I don't know, like a driving or a poker or some shit, maybe.
But you don't think in football, you don't think a drug that could possibly give you a little bit more stamina?
It might fuck some people up. Everything doesn't do everything for everybody like you think. You
that's
know?
True.
You
that's
make a motherfucker make a lot of drop passes or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm serious.
But you remember when that story – do you remember about 4 or 5 years ago when that story came out about the NBA refs who were talking about how players would come out of the locker room reeking of weed after halftime? What's his name? Baron Davis. Baron Davis famously talked about drinking a fifth of whiskey during halftime.
When was this? When did they?
This was like 4 or 5 years ago.
When did they start testing?
I want to say like 2-3 years ago.
That's when they started testing for marijuana. Only 2 or 3 years ago in basketball.
Well, that was it. Yeah, that was the thing. The drug tests were like you got tested once in the preseason. You know, stay clean for a couple weeks, and then there's no random drug tests.
Oh shit! Well, then hell yeah.
So guys are just showing up.
It was just too frivolous with it, just blowing big sacks in the locker room. And just
but no, that was the thing. Refs were telling stories about players reeking of weed on the court.
Well, how they know this?
Reeking of freshly smoked weed.
Excuse me.
How they know what it smells like?
Because, I mean, listen, because they're smoking it and they're... Hey, the refs are allowed to get high. Nobody has any stipulations on them.
I think that's stupid that the refs are allowed to get high.
They're all getting high.
Everybody should be able to do whatever they need to do, you know?
I mean,
it's weed.
I know. I remember I saw an interview of Aaron Rodgers when he was so doped up on painkillers. When I watched it, I was like, he might as well just be stoned.
Yeah, a lot of that bullshit is bullshit that they are already allowed to use, and it's just like straight mechanisms.
Well, that was the loophole that Richard Sherman found a few years ago when he got busted for Adderall, and he was like, I didn't take Adderall, I just took 5 Sudafed. Well, 5 Sudafed is the old school Sudafed that are pure adrenaline. That's basically like taking Adderall speed. It's basically like taking speed, but it's a over the counter drug that you can get legally. So loophole.
They still limit you. They limit you buying as much. You know, you can't just go in there and just buy a grip of that shit.
No, you can't. You got to sign. If you want the old school Sudafedrin Sudafed, you got to sign a piece of paper now. Too many people made meth. Fucking white people making meth and shit.
And calling the cops on themselves.
Oh, jeez. That is an exclusively white thing, I feel like. Every time we have one of these stories.
Your buddies.
Jack wagons. Hey,
Jack wagons?
They're circling us like
jack wagons. So he said circle and jack in the same sentence. Oh, man.
I mean, if it was a brother, he would have did it a lot different. Where the popos? I see y'all all over him.
Yo, man,
y'all in them low-key cars. Y'all get out them cars. We over here, man. We ain't going to click our heels.
No, if it had been at least twice in that phone call, you would have heard him drop the phone away from his face and start screaming at a car driving by. I see you, motherfucker. I know you're a cop. I know. Hey, man, I see him. He's driving right here, right now.
They would have had to be laying on the ground.
Your buddies are circling us like jack wagons right now.
My brother was that paranoid enough to call the police.
That was so good.
He was definitely.
They're like, "Do you have any guns?"
Be goddamn. he'd be handcuffed already by the time they got there. Because he'd be so scared that they even do when they show up. They'd be like, you know, I'm already. Reports say he showed up. When police showed up, he was already handcuffed.
They're like, do you have any guns?
And laying on the floor.
Nope. We just have a bunch of snacks and stuff.
Yeah, just a bunch of snacks and stuff. Yeah, I wonder why. Bunch of snacks.
And stuff.
Of course.
And don't forget our stuff.
Don't forget we also got stuff.
So when you roll through Oregon, there will be, you know, you'll have to pick up some.
Yeah, but next time I'm going through there, I'm definitely going to. This article makes fun of something that I was actually just about to say. I'm like, Cliff Robinson needs to get into business with Ricky Williams. They need to do a team up.
Who's going to stop him from starting a club?
Nobody would stop Cliff Robinson, I got to imagine. Ricky Williams, though, he was the man who famously said, I'd rather smoke weed than play football, and then 2 years later was back playing football.
No, he's doing a brand, and he's farming. That's what he wants to do. He wants to put out a strain and have a brand.
Special strain.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Congratulations, man.
That's yeah.
I mean, he was a member of the Portland Trailblazers.
He's got like
he played in Oregon for most of his career on a team called the Blazers. Right. We call them the Blazers. That's
trailblazing. He's trailblazing. He's blazing a trail of his own.
It would have been better if it was the Nuggets.
It's stupid.
Nah, I like the nobody calls them the Trailblazers. Everyone just calls them the Blazers.
That was a good pun.
They've always just been the Blazers.
Stop it. No, that was tight. The Nuggets would be. No, what else would there be, though? What other teams?
I don't know what else there could be.
There's no more.
Now the Warriors, you don't have anymore.
The Oilers.
that was a football team.
That's football.
He's a basketball player, I know, but still, I was just thinking of teams that could be.
Teams that you could pun up with. April's got her pun motor going heavy tonight. Earlier when we were being snarky, she said that there was a snarknado going on, and everyone still thinks that's hilarious. I was not proud of that.
I think us two thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious.
Anya nearly falling down in my garage laughing. Snarknado!
Nearly fall.
You said something for Snarkfest.
I said Snarkfest. Yeah. You guys were, you know. You guys
yeah, me and my girlfriend were being snarky. Like, that's what we do. It's
up with each other.
A couple has been together 8.5 years and you get snarky because you ain't got shit left to do with each other.
She said get a room. And then she was like, it was funny. And then, you know, I wasn't saying anything. And then you forced me to say something. And April said her thing, and then it was like, what?
I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
He's still proud of it. He's like,
it was a very proud moment. Because I couldn't believe, I actually haven't seen the Sharknado movie, but I listened to How Did This Get
Made. Oh, you have no idea what you're missing. It's awesome.
Yeah, I listened to How Did This Get Made about like the... And I was like, oh, I have to see this movie. Because it's terrible. It sounds terrible.
They're making just any old kind of horror movie, like freak. It's like a whole genre of just fuck you movies.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what sci-fi does. Like, it's like they have another one called Ghost Shark, which is also... a shark that can appear in literally any body of water, even if it's a puddle. It's a ghost because it's the ghost of a dead shark that just shoots out of puddles of water. And eat like someone's toilet overflows and and a shark comes out of it. It's fucking.
Stop it.
I'm not joking. This is not a joke. This is a real thing that exists on sci-fi.
Who's producing these goddamn movies?
The Sci-Fi Channel, of course. The Sci-Fi Channel.
Amazing. Like, man, wow.
One of their originals, Loch Ness Terror, that's still one of the best terrible movies I've ever seen in my life.
Didn't we watch that?
I made you watch that, didn't
that was
I?
That one of your...
Yeah, that was one of our guilt-free movies. I love that movie. That's a sci-fi movie, too.
They're going to have a
with the guy
shark.
From Charmed.
Yeah, with
the weed shark.
Yeah.
What is he? I'm a cryptozoologist.
I'm a cryptozoologist.
Sharkawana.
Sharkawana?
Sharkwanado? Shark.
Oh, Lord. All right. We're moving on before we get too far out of the realm. So Israeli doctors have been allowed now by the state to start prescribing marijuana. The catch is there's only, I believe, about 10 doctors who are allowed – or no, 36 ministry-authorized physicians who can speak English probably better than I can right now. And this I didn't know, there are 10,000 doctors in Germany who are allowed to prescribe marijuana. When did Germany start smoking all this weed?
I didn't know.
Do I got to get to Germany? I've been to Germany. It scared the shit out of me, I'll be honest. But
I don't know, man.
I had a layover in Germany.
I don't know much about Germany.
Have you ever been?
Dance music.
You've left this country a few times. Mm. Have you ever left the country?
Yeah, once. I was.
Where'd you go?
I went to London.
Oh, okay. Been to London. Where'd you go? I know you went to Amsterdam, obviously.
I went to Rome.
Oh, Rome. Did you go to Amsterdam, too?
No.
You've never been to Amsterdam?
Did you do what the Romans did? I'm sorry.
You couldn't help yourself there, could you? You could not. I saw you trying to hold it back. Like, I can't do it.
There was a window, too. I couldn't, like, wait, like,
when
a few
in
seconds.
Rome.
I couldn't wait a few seconds. Like,
but wait. April, you've never been to Amsterdam?
Not yet.
How have I done something more stonerish than you? You're the hippie of this show.
Well, there's also a prostitution.
You also make a lot more money than me.
Yeah, but hold on. You would love a walk through the red light district. But you have to go soon before they close the red light district. They're closing it down. It's going to be shut down. Oh God, dropping lighters. The red light district. It's kind of gross, but it's kind of just amazing to behold.
I'm going to go to Europe again, I'm sure. I was in Rome. I just stayed in Rome. I could have gone and here and there and everywhere. I just chilled.
What do the Romans do, though, for real?
The only other country that I was ever in that was easy to get something marijuana-like.
Prosciutto and melon.
Prosciutto and melon.
In Hong Kong, it was really easy to get hash.
Lots of pasta.
Every other country I was in, I always felt like weed was shunned. I was never, like, except for Amsterdam. Amsterdam, you can get it anywhere you wanted. Israel, when I was in Israel, actually, it was kind of available, but no one talked about it. Like, you just smell it and then walk to where you smelled it and then ask a guy if you can get some, and usually he said yes.
I went to, like, the hood with, like, someone that did not speak English at all and then someone that spoke a little bit of English. And they were trying to find me drugs.
There are so
they were
many
also trying to get other sketchy.
Before
drugs
you finish
too.
This story, April,
I was
can
in
I?
The hood. They were like hookers.
Okay, April.
In Rome,
I gotta.
They call them bitches there too. By
I gotta.
The way.
I gotta hit pause. I gotta hit pause on your story.
Words they know.
I gotta hit pause on your story, April, because I cannot even count. I wish I kept a counter of how many stories you have started on this podcast that I have no idea how you're alive at the end of them.
Yeah.
The amount of stories that you've started telling me where you're like, whoa, wait, this story ends with you alive? How the fuck are you? Seriously? I was in Rome and I went with two people who didn't speak the language that I speak at all and went with them to a place that looked like a bad neighborhood and tried to buy drugs there. This is – how are you – so continue the story.
First we went to some like cafe that had a DJ and – there were these two, like, older. It was a guy and a girl, but they had shaved heads. And they tried to talk to me, and I was
yet
just
another
like,
wonderful sign. Yeah. Yet another wonderful sign
in
this story.
And they tried to talk to me, and I said, no, capisco. And then I tried to walk away, and the lady got mad, and she charged at me. And so we just kind of ran. And I had a knife because I brought my knife in my suitcase because I just – roll like that. And so I really actually thought that moment.
Wait. You roll like that?
I just
what's that?
Safe.
You roll like safe.
I will cut a bitch.
Okay.
Oh, like, what?
Like, I roll like that. Like, oh, you're so hard.
No, I was first time in Europe alone.
Man, you know she's from Boston. Yeah,
little, what?
Flavor.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right, fair enough, that's right.
No, but it was scary because I actually really thought I was going to have to use it. I was like, holy shit, and then we got in the car and we took off and then we went to some fucking, there was like high-rise build. I was like, this feels like the Bronx, but like Roman Bronx. It was crazy.
It was like... Roman Bronx?
And then we were like sitting, it was like a fucking sketchy-ass drug deal. Like just like, I just wanted to go back. To my friend, the one girl, she was so sweet. I was trying to explain. I was like, oh, those are hookers. She's like, huh? I'm like, prostitutes? She's like, huh? And I was like, I don't know, sex for money. She's like, oh beaches. Beaches. Yeah.
Yes, beaches.
Prostitutes.
Oh, you mean beach?
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. I feel like prostitution is more accepted in Europe than marijuana, though. That should change. Prostitution, yeah. It was nearly legal in London. It's legal in a lot of places in Europe. It's very, very legal in Amsterdam,
obviously.
There were
some good-looking prostitutes, too. It wasn't like what you see around here.
Yeah, no, it's like, because there, it's considered, you know, the oldest profession. You know, you can have some pride about your job. You're like, yeah, you're damn right. I'm part of the oldest corporation in Europe. The one that fucks for money. That's a proud thing for some of these women, I would imagine.
Where I live, it's what I call trans ratchet. It's a dude. He sells ass, man.
Manna Monica Boulevard.
He dresses like a woman. He sells ass, and he also sells crystal meth.
Oh yeah,
How convincing of a woman does he dress as?
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
To some people it matters.
I mean, this is what the fucking shit boggles my mind, is that you would be selling ass on the streets anyway. It's like they have the internet. Like it's like, you know, it's like cavemanish.
Yeah, know? No, it's very change this? With the times.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you?
If you have a smartphone, you can sell your
I feel like I pay too much money also to be living like, you know, where niggas just be selling ass and meth right here. So, and I think he sells the ass for less than the meth.
Yeah. I have exactly one of those in my building, an ass selling meth dealer.
I'm like, wait a minute, man. Like, wait. Value yourself too, man. You should be, you know. But even still, man, but it's like, dude.
There was a deaf ass selling meth addict. He was gay in the building. He got murdered.
Oh, man.
But I couldn't stop laughing because my neighbor said they'd fight all night. And she's like, serious thing that a murder happened in my building. But she said that they'd fight all night and that they were
deaf. And they're both deaf.
And the one's a prostitute getting fucked all night. Like, just the, she started out the
Yeah.
Terrible.
I mean, they probably couldn't hear it. Other people knew they couldn't hear
it. But it's like, damn. Just can you imagine being deaf and on meth?
No. Neither. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's like, no, 0 for 2. Neither. That's a big nah. That's a big nah for no. None.
That should remind me like when.
How do you know
like,
someone's knocking at the door?
People used to say Ray Charles used to beat up his ladies.
Yeah,
how do you get beat up by a
black? That's what I say. Hey, if you just control a wrist or an ankle, if you just get one or the other, and you can control it. Ray Charles, fucked. Anywhere, he got you fucked.
He got you at any part of you. I get a strand of your hair, and then I got you. Like, I don't know. A blind man beat your ass.
You might have deserved it.
I didn't think you had to get your ass beat. I'm not gonna say that. I'm just gonna say it shouldn't happen.
So our last story that we have to cover, this one April brought forward, you have to show this. So it's a marijuana vibrator.
Yeah, it just looks like it's just shaped like weed leaf and like has a remote. I just thought it was. It's, you know, cosmopolitan. Now it's called ganja
for
vibes.
The ladies. For the,
but what is what? There's nothing sexually.
Is there something you can put you in
it's weird looking.
You can't
part
fit
you can
that
put
in
your booty.
It, okay, for the, you, none of you can see it. It's shaped like the seven pointed leaf.
Put it in her booty.
That you. You can't fit that in your booty.
It's got a little thing. It's got the
you can't
ridges.
Fit that in your vag.
I don't really know where that thing is supposed to go.
I think it's just supposed to stimulate the clitoral region.
Okay.
Be a little clitoral stimulation.
How does that work, though? It's like shaped like...
Well, if your father did not teach you about the clitoris, I feel like this might be a little bit like... Oh, okay.
Where's your... the
man
whole
on the
thing.
Boat.
Like it's not angry. Nah. So you put the.
Did you just man in the boat us? I much prefer flicking the bean myself, but I'll allow man in the boat. We'll allow that. Sorry, flicking the bean is just my favorite euphemism for female masturbation. There's just something so delightfully awful about flick the bean.
How that work though? It's just shaped like weed.
Yeah, it's just shaped like a weed leaf.
And so fucking what?
Because Cosmopolitan really likes to think they're hip and with the times, and they think marijuana is this new thing that everyone's just suddenly getting into.
But,
so they're like, in Cosmopolitan this week, do you like marijuana? Do you like your vagina? Here's the way we can put those two things together, ladies. A little marijuana vibrator, yeah?
There's always, you know, we love Foria. We talk about Foria, but there's other ones coming out too, like...
By the way, still calling out all of our female listeners. We have not received anyone writing in. Women.
Why just women?
Our competition is still going on. If there's a woman who is listening to this show who is not satisfied with her orgasms, we will mail you a bottle of Foria because I want to know if this shit really works for women who have trouble with orgasms. Because the only comparisons that I have, we haven't yet heard from Jen. She's going to come back. But here's the thing.
Have them send pictures first and then...
Sasha Knox is going to come back in. She's an adult actress, so I don't like it. It's probably different. It's different for her. And the other one
we're calling porn star.
Yes, that is what we're calling. I'm being respectful. Sorry, and the other one is my girlfriend, who listen, I love and I trust her opinion, but I also know I've had a harder time opening bags of Skittles than making her come. It's not a hard thing to make her orgasm. So I want the test of somebody who is difficult to make orgasm. And I'm still waiting for that woman to write in. I will mail you. I will buy it myself.
Don't jump at
there's
once,
an $80
lady.
Bottle of Foria in this for the first female listener to write in about this. Anybody. I want a real honest response about it. Have you heard of Foria? You're in the dark of what we're talking about.
It's a
weed sex lubricant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, everybody has time for all of that.
Too much.
No, it is.
Too many products, man.
No.
You got to have a product, man. Like, come on now. Like, what is it there? Like, shit, where's the weed computer? We can't get it just like a hip laptop or like, it's just, you know, like a printer.
Okay.
Or here, it's
coconut oil with cannabis in it. So it makes the analgesic, so it makes blood rush to the area, which will swell the area, making it more sensitive. The science is there, man. And the nice thing is, if you spray it on her vagina and then you go down there, it's food grade, so you eat it and then you get high too. So is it...
Just smoke a blunt and fuck. But it did. Just do what you're supposed to do.
And can you don't want to, I mean, are you not using lube? Aren't you using lube anyways?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing.
Natural lubricant.
No. God, no. Are you kidding me? No, there's no lubricant like unnatural lubrication. Yeah, that shit. Because, you have not
you
known.
Mean, like, better than, like, actual
yes.
pussy juice?
Yes.
You mean like
yes?
It's better.
It's better.
The bottle is better than
yes.
Is what you?
Yes,
me.
It's exactly what I'm telling you right now.
You told me these lubricants, these KY jellies and things.
Fuck those cheap shits. No, listen, I'm talking about the good stuff. I'm talking about the real good stuff.
It always helps.
Try that shit. That shit is weird though. That should be doing like The air be hitting it and shit. No.
You feel the air hit
the air.
You the feel air like be hitting you, that
you
shit.
You feel like
the
ceiling fan is blowing. You feel the air in that shit. You're like
it's cold, like the ultrasound gel.
You're like, oh no, I'm like, what is this? It should be drying up.
Well, that's why you put it in the vagina, because that's warm in there.
Oh man. My dear God,
man.
My friend. Actually,
and also KY does have that warming jelly that actually makes it warm, I mean, so you don't feel that.
My friend's man would tell us about how he'd put it inside the condom too. I know you're in a relationship, so you don't use this, but you don't know what those are.
Condoms. Go on.
You don't know what they are.
What are these things you speak of?
Anyways, you can put it inside the lube. I mean, the lube inside the condom too, and it helps. I guess that it's from what I've heard. I don't have a penis, so I don't know. But
you don't, April? You should get like one. They're wonderful.
I know. It'd probably be a lot further in life.
I mean, you'd have 30 more cents on the dollar immediately. It's it's very nice.
It was supposed to make you feel like you actually in some pussy juice.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, no. If you're using a condom, lube is a necessity. If you're not using a condom, lube is a luxury item that is very nice that I recommend to everybody.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. People will be like, I don't use condoms, so what's the point of lube? That it feels better, motherfucker. Like that's the point of it. That it feels wonderful.
It just helps.
I mean.
What I'm saying, Anya, is you're putting a lot of pressure on the woman here to provide lubrication for the, like, you can't help her out a little bit.
Yeah.
A couple drops. She's got to do it all. She's got to provide all the lubrication for your sexual exploits. That's what I thought.
Not fucking with the lube. You can fucking guilt me and shame me all you want, but it's not going down, my friend.
It's okay. He'll figure it out one day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, one day. One day it's gonna get a little dry. She's gonna go, I got some lube, and you're gonna go, oh Jesus. And she's gonna put it on and go, oh Jesus.
She got it. She's into it. She'll get that lube that she wants. So I'm not lube shopping.
You'll let them bring the lube. You're like, if you bring lube, that's okay. I'm not traveling with lube. Nope. That's what. Okay. So you say, okay. I see how this is. All right. So as we come to the,
I don't think he meant if she brought it. I think that he meant.
What? Now, I don't know what you're really talking about. Now I'm really confused.
Think this is any of your fucking. Or the goddamn people on iTunes. Oh, kiss my ass, all of you. Me and my dick will go elsewhere.
Delete this episode now, motherfuckers.
This is just dry ass conversation about what me and my dick is doing. It's a pussy. Shit.
Oh Lord. Oh man. Well, I think that's about it for us this week. You got anything coming up that you need to promote for yourself, April?
I'll be at the Cannabis Cup next weekend and the weekend after, and I'll be at Crispy on Monday.
Ah, very exciting. We're gonna be at Crispy on Monday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Hey, we're gonna write a script for you to drop the belt. Mm-hmm. I heard. Me and Jim Kellner are gonna work on that. Don't worry, we got you. We're going to come some fun for you to drop the belt. She's the Crispy Show champ right now, but you know I'm
is
a big
that like shows in a row.
No. We just a couple of us comics got really bored going to open mics all the time. So one night, one of the comics, Zach Elk, was up on stage holding a fake plastic wrestling belt that he got at the store, talking about how he was the champ. And he's like, nobody can challenge me. And I snuck up behind him, and I threw a Stone Cold Stunner on him. And then the guy in the back started playing Stone Cold's music and threw me two PBRs. I started pouring down my face. Oh, man. Then I became the Crispy Show champ. And then later on, Jim Kellner pinned me.
Zach tried to offer me $20 for it.
And then April whipped her boobs out, and she got the belt.
Yep.
So April,
Mardi Gras trick.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras, cut your way.
You
to
know
the
what?
Front.
It was okay.
Jeannie Pepper comes through, and she's an ex-porn star. Sick. She's got a great rack. She just comes through, and she's like, you guys are all whack. And she just, like, whips out her titties. I'm like, how am I supposed to follow that?
By also showing her titties.
And at the end of my set, I was like, yeah, it's pandering at its finest. And I just, it was a little flash. But I was like, hey, is someone going to buy me a shot if I do this? And I got so hammered after that.
Yeah, she got really hammered after that. Really, what about you, Anya? You got really anything hammered that you want to promote?
This coming up Monday, I'm in Oakland, California for my homie Chris Riggins, his farewell homecoming party.
His farewell homecoming?
Yeah, he's like doing some weird thing. He's leaving Oakland and going, doing touring and shit. But
nice.
Talib Kweli is going to DJ. That's going to be a lot of fun. I got a couple albums out there on iTunes, man. Lamb Chopping, doing the most. You can listen to them. Also, Grits with Anya Malik.
Very nice.
All out there.
Very cool. Well, I will
and
be
your,
up.
Your Twitters and all
oh,
that.
Yeah. Hit him with the Twitters. Yeah.
A-N-Y-I-M-A-L-I-K. It's Twitter, Instagram.com, Snapchat, Periscope. A-N-Y-I-M-A-L-I-K. It's all inclusive. Anya Malik. I know it's spelled A-N-Y-I, it's pronounced the other way, but you know, that's how they get you. Stay one step ahead of them. I don't know.
Stay one step ahead of them.
This is how it's pronounced.
Well, very cool. I'm going to be up in Reno the weekend of Valentine's Day. Hopefully Sydney's going to join me for that so that she doesn't have to kill me for not being
You're
there.
You're going
to
die.
Otherwise, I will die. I'll be up there. Then we've got, unfortunately, PUI is the same weekend, so I will not be a PUI. And then I'll be up in Central Washington later on. We are going to be having a marijuana PUI, though, I heard coming up possibly that we'll be announcing some dates for. But other than that, thank you very much, Crab Diving Network. Thank you very much, Rafopoulos Studios, for having us in here. Thank you very much, Anya, for joining us. You were an awesomely fun guest. Even though you were a snark shadow of snarkiness. Thank you, guys.
Snark
good night.
Shadow.